What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the A&R Geekly. I'm your host, Elvin, and we've got a great show today. Every Monday, it's fire, baby. And we're bringing in some cool stuff to talk about today, the toy talk of the week. And then we've got all other discussions to get into, plus our chat's going to bump in here. And, of course, the world-famous A&R dad joke. But I can't tell that joke just to you. I got to bring in my friend with him yelling out the window going, I can't believe they made a Saturday night figure from Hasbro.
I was like, you can tell that to anyone else if you want, but
they made a Saturday night figure, Hasbro.
I don't know why you were so like you're laughing to yourself. I was like, what are you talking about?
And we'll see you later on in the show here when you unveil some figures.
Yeah.
Woo! I can't wait for Joe Travolta's figure to come out.
So you don't like, well, I guess we'll get to that.
We'll get into it. You're excited, though. You were yelling out your window, so.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, how you doing?
I'm all right. Busy day.
You're all right.
I'm all right. What about you? Were you up today? Were you working?
I'm always working.
You had a busy last week, it sounded.
September's the worst month, man. It's just everything is just chaos. School starting.
AI.
This is just too much. So many things going on.
AI gave us a scare. He was in he put it on Instagram. He was in a car accident. And he posted pictures of his SUV.
Was he looking at his figures while he was driving?
Yeah, what's up with that, man? I'm glad you're okay, but come on.
Put your figures down and then drive, okay? I hope you're okay, buddy. I hope he's okay.
He was okay enough to post pictures of it, make jokes about it.
I hope everybody in the car that he was with, unless he was by himself, everybody's okay. I'm glad he's here saying hi to us. I hope you're doing well. And
he started posting Fast and Furious pictures. So maybe this whole car situation reinvigorated his love for.
What, you're going to shave your head next and put a cut off t-shirt, you know, and say, you know, I live my life every quarter mile.
It's all about family here. Nice setup, though. He's got.
That's a nice Lego set there.
I'm surprised you don't like the franchise enough to get into that. Like, would you get that? Would you get the Charger and Nissan or no? Okay, because you love cars.
I do love cars, and I do love the franchise when it started. Over time, it went from...
You don't like the Justice League of Automobiles? The Avengers?
Yeah, the Avengers. Aquaman and Black Adam are in there now, so
yeah.
No, I liked the cool aspect of cars being, you know, put together and racing, things like that. And it, over time, it just became a heist, right? It's like, they're flying to space now.
that was insane.
It's just like. It's, you know what, I watch it and I laugh because it's just
over. It is the funny. Top. Like, it's funny.
It's ridiculous.
What can you do? Yeah. What can you do but laugh?
He said he rolled over three times, walked out of the windshield. Wow.
Just like, did anyone else feel that? Yeah, his car is just in flames.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's just saying it like no big deal. Wow. But
we're happy you're okay. Obviously. Yeah.
Crazy.
Darth, you made it on time. Yeah, we started at 8. Last week he scolded us. You guys started at 8 now?
Guys, you've
been here every single time. Good to see you, Darth. KJ, always a pleasure.
What's up? Come on, dudes. He in the house. All right, these guys are distracting me. Talk about the world-famous A&R dad joke. If you're new here, welcome. This is going to make or break you from staying.
That's a nice way of putting it.
If you're not sure and not familiar with the A&R dad joke is, every week we do a dad joke. Everybody in the chat or everybody listening to us or in the replay, they let us know if this week's joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad, if it's not good. So if you're listening to us later on our Spotify platform or iTunes or wherever podcasts are, Amazon. You can go to our social media handle at A&R Universe, either on X or Instagram, and let us know if this week's dad joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad. If you've got a joke, let us know, submit it, and we'll give you credit for it. Replay crew, anybody in the comments on YouTube, you can just let us know as well. Put it in the comments. I want to see if my jokes are getting better or getting worse. Everybody, stop. Don't laugh.
I can't.
Look, I already got an honorary.
Yeah, you already got it. There you go. You got a dad out of me.
All right. In honor of, this was not even intended, but in honor of AI having a car crash, what kind of car does Jesus drive?
What kind, man?
A Chrysler.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Woo, Chrysler.
I have to reevaluate. I wasn't ready for that. Oh, no. Where's the laughing one? We have the booze queued up, so.
Woo. Bonus points. What does he listen to in the car?
I don't know.
Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Woo!
While you're ahead.
Air guitar.
So dumb.
All right. Before everybody leaves, let's get into our what we watched and what we got. Go for it, man.
Man, I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. There's a bunch of pre-orders. I swapped out Venom's arms just out of curiosity because he has those big veiny ones.
Oh, sorry. What? That's a good bonus.
Sat on the second one.
Good bonus one. Come on. Yeah, there you go. See? Darth. I like it. Sorry, go ahead.
Darth gave it a what? What's that green figure beside me? Which green figure? Oh, are you talking about this? That's a swamp thing I made.
Just a little thing he just made.
Animated swamp thing.
Everybody in the internet went nuts.
And then I've been working on stuff. I'm just waiting for. I'm deciding on a head still. So
So you put that swamp thing in our Instagram. Did you put it on yours?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I was working on a Green Lantern figure.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah.
This one's mine. Elvin also has one because he gave me the head sculpt. So it's the same. It's going to be the same body. I was asking you what body you prefer.
Yeah.
So it will look like this. But yeah, so Vulcan body or Black Panther body.
And then show him the Swamp Thing again, closely. Details. Show the little details that you made in there. It's beautiful, guys. Beautiful. Look at the little flowers. Turn it to the backside as well. Look at that. And he's got the water droplets on there, right?
Yeah.
Can you bring it in a little closer?
Can't really tell. And then the hands have like.
Okay, freeze on the water, one of the water droplets areas here. Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
No, right there, yeah. Look at the water droplets he's got all over him. He's dripping with condensation.
So this was a Venom body, the movie Venom.
Yeah.
And then here's the Green Lantern I was doing.
For $2.99 USD, he will make one for you.
I'll never make the knife. Elvin keeps bothering me to make his dumb knife.
Wow.
They're so hideous. I just can't
about this. You're coming around.
I was. Every so often, I'm like, should I do it? I'm like, oh man, what was I thinking?
I don't drink alcohol. It's just a decision. It's a Diet Coke.
There you go.
Although I did have on my anniversary with my wife, I did have a shooter. It was like a cough drop. It had 1% alcohol in it.
And then other stuff. I made a static before, just like random. I have to be making something all the time.
Make cool things. Yeah, whatever.
But I didn't.
He's so modest. D, you're so modest, man.
Because I know there's a lot of creative people out there, and I like take inspiration. So
are you gonna make another Swamp Thing?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll commission you.
Sure.
And these guys seem to love it, so I'll commission you, and we'll give it away.
They are fun. I like making him a lot because there's you can do a lot.
You guys want us to make a not us. Do you want D to make a Swamp Thing and I commission him and I give it away to one of you guys? Tell me. If we get five yeses, then I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what they say. Yeah, I need a Swamp Thing in my life, please.
Give me a yes. Just put a yes if you want him to make one. I need five yeses. Someone's gonna put a no. Not from the same person.
He's just said yes five times.
Yeah. I should have corrected.
Myself. Yeah, I was like, you realize what you've done?
For people. So far, we got two. I gave you like five. No, but, nice try.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun to make. I like making swapping. And then I didn't watch anything. Like, no movies came out. There was a screener for Night of the Roxbury. Night of the Roxbury.
This is what happens when you smell McFarlane plastic. You get confused. Oh, come on, maybe. Look at him teasing.
Darth won something, and he was too modest to even, like, he's like, no. All he had to do was
seven of those.
No, not even. Like, he won a figure. I'm like, okay, choose your figure. He's like, you know what? I'm just happy watching you guys. Like, man. Like,
When the time does come, I already got something to hook him up.
Okay, because he felt he won. He won yesterday? And then
to start. Oh, I know what to watch tonight. I know what to watch tonight. Sweet, after the show ends. Can we end the show now? I'm just kidding.
Just stream it in the background. I won't judge you. Yeah, you're really excited about that.
Oh. What's that?
How many episodes were in a season?
I think it was 8 or no, maybe 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you watching? Because I haven't caught up on
anything. You haven't watched anything?
No.
Okay.
So. Umbrella Academy, I'm where they are. I don't care if this is a spoiler, because I think I'm the one far behind where Diego is having a birthday party for his kid. I'm at that episode.
You're just starting off.
Yeah.
The fun hasn't started yet. Chaos hasn't started yet.
Because the intro for the last season was them all like powered up. So I'm assuming it's going to get to that point.
It streams wherever you want it to stream.
Yeah, if you play your cards right.
If you know what I mean. No, I think it's a Paramount Plus streaming thing. So you can get the 1 month Paramount free, I think it is. Or it's like $6.99, something like that. So if you time it right, you can watch 2 seasons of Tulsa King for like $6. So I just wait a few weeks if I were you. And just stream, get the subscription or 1 month free and then watch both seasons.
Did you get anything?
Sorry, I somebody's messaging me telling me that the Philadelphia Eagles suck. I'm not even a fan of Philadelphia. People are messaging me. I got a couple of degenerate NFL fans, friends.
They just rapid fire off teams that you may like.
They get all upset because they're betting on it, right? And they're like, just and they're just blasting like Eagles suck. This guy sucks. Right? Every Sunday and Monday, that, I hear this.
I thought they were maybe like reaching, like maybe Elvin likes this team. So I'm
No. They're just degenerates. That's what they are. don't gamble, kids. Kids, just don't gamble. Stallone is in Tulsa King. Yes, he is. Yeah, he plays a New York mob that was sent to Tulsa. So he's starting fresh in Tulsa. Yes, the Tulsa, not New York Tulsa. The Tulsa from, was it Oklahoma? I think it's Oklahoma.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, 9 episodes only. That's good. I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah, it's good fun. He's got some cool sidekicks with him. It's good times. It's nothing crazy, but it's good. All right. What else did I watch? Oh, I do want to give a big prop. I'm a car guy too. I love cars. It sat last week, Friday, the very last episode of Grand Tour on Amazon got dropped because the three creators of Top Gear, which was a worldwide phenomenal car show, originated from BBC. The three hosts, James May, Richard Hammond, and Jeremy Clarkson, they retired. They're done. This is it. They've been doing it for over 20 years. I've watched for about 15 years. I've been watching them. And I learned so much from them about the car world and just great banter between the three of them. They're just so much fun to watch. Even if you don't like cars, you just find them so funny, especially the Grand Tour. So about 4 years ago, they left BBC Top Gear because Jeremy got into an altercation with one of the directors and they had their own separate, they went their separate ways. Amazon said, hey, we'll give you a boatload of money. Come to our platform and do a show called Grand Tour, but keep it the same. And so they did that. It became even bigger because they did like worldwide adventures. They went to around the world and did some crazy adventures. And it was a bittersweet moment. I watched it. I enjoyed it. Even if you're not a car person, I implore you to check out Grand Tour. It's just good fun between three guys who just want to hang out and have good fun. And they also like make it like a nice difference in the world when they go to these exotic places. They're actually nice, and people like are crazy about them. You just see, like, think about it. A small village in Africa knows them. That's how big these guys are. And and their kids running to them for autographs and stuff like that. I enjoyed it. I people might not like these guys, but I just think they're fun, and you know, hope they have a good retirement. The show is not ending though. They are going to have three new guests come, three new people come on. They don't know who it is, but good luck filling those shoes. I hope they do, because I do love the concept. And then I also watched, and then, you know, after watching something beautiful like that, I had to watch Rings of Power.
Oh yeah, you and Sheldon were talking about that on what time? Give us a recap.
Sorry, what?
What show?
Rings of Power comes out on Friday nights, but we on Sundays we do a live to a breakdown the episodic review of the previous episode. So we just did episode 5 yesterday. It's up on our YouTube channel, so go check it out. A comprehensive review, our thoughts.
What time for anyone who doesn't know?
It's usually anywhere between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so it's different. I thought maybe you had like a...
I wanted to sound very professional to Sheldon as to why we did 2 p.m., but actually it was just because I wanted to watch football.
Fair enough. But here you can see.
So we did. And, you know, people have been watching it and liking it. So thank you for those who have tuned in. Episode 6 will drop next Sunday as well. We'll do a live. Come in. If you don't watch the show, just come on, hang out with us, whatever. Talk, you know, whatever you want. We can kind of, you know, traverse into something else, conversations while we're doing this too. But yeah, The Mighty Show on Sunday. And we are going to pick another show to talk about right after the show ends. Or we might just have an open hangout. We don't know yet. We have to see what's going to be coming around the landscape in October.
It gives you and Sheldon time to like go head to head on stuff. Because you both have similar interests, but it diverges at certain points. I noticed that when it comes to Star Wars with you two, which is what I like, because you'll have your say and he has his say.
I absolutely enjoy having conversations with Sheldon. What you see live is how me and him have conversations. Like, we respect each other's thoughts, and it's nice to butt heads, but in a friendly way, in a respectful way. We do that, but it's good times. I really
appreciated the like different points of view on the Jedi and the Force, because he's like, well, Acolytes or whatever, was that the last show, the Acolyte? He's like, well, if you treat the concept as like religion, people still believe in the same God, but they diverge. I'm like, huh, that's a good point. But that didn't really help with Joe's writing.
I told him not to make good points.
Get out. Get out of here.
How dare you?
I mean, at the end of the day, that didn't really help the ratings, but
no, it didn't.
I don't think they had enough foresight to treat it that way just because he thought of it that way.
Yeah. I told him you're giving him way too much credit.
Yeah, exactly.
So
did you get anything?
Yes. So things I got here. Let's do this. I got Mezco Spider-Gwen.
I didn't know that was... is that new?
No. It was like months and months.
Why are you just getting it now? Where did you order it from?
Oh, no. In terms of... it just got shipped to me this week. Your pre-order was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Mezco, they're always on time.
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry about that. I forgot where it was for a moment.
I got... This is just crazy. Full power Frieza, jacked to the nines, baby.
Is that your favorite form, or do you like his mecha version, like Robo Frieza, more?
No, I like this one.
Okay.
Look at him. Jeez, steroid much? and then I got Professor Xavier Warlord.
Oh, nice.
Did you need one?
No.
Okay.
You got two?
I was going to give you one anyway.
You got two? Save that one. Save the body. I'll make Kyle Rayner for you out of that one.
Oh, okay. I feel you. There you go. I feel you. I finally got a nice carded Venom. So
was the other one the card back broke, like wrecked?
How many people would be pissed if we used this to make Swamp Thing?
Just not even a good one, just like smeared paint. Yeah.
Just cut it, the box up, yeah. Take it out. People will be just losing their mind. How dare you? finally, I missed out on the initial order. So, you know, Mezco's got this wait list that takes like years to get to.
Yeah.
So I finally, this is tied for my favorite Ranger. I finally got the White Ranger Mezco.
Nice. I'm surprised that wait list was actually real. Like, I'm surprised it's not. I thought that was just like, okay, you can wait.
I can't wait to put this guy next to the Green Ranger. Oh, yeah. Yes. So good. So good. Legacy series, Chaotica.
Oh yeah,
Loose Collector.
Yeah, Loose.
She has great uplifting
brains.
Yeah, so got her. And then
you have? Do you have most of his stuff?
No, not all of them. No, okay. And then I also got Lady Satanus. I love the names.
Yeah.
Lady Satanus, I got that. I didn't get Lady Death or is it Hell Witch? Yeah. And the La Morta. Morta or Morta?
Morte.
Sorry, Darth. Darth's like, you shut up.
You're butchering this.
Yeah. How dare you? Lady Satanus, I got that. So she also has a very uplifting pizzazz.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes. I think that is it?
What's that big box behind you?
Which one? This one or this one?
Yeah, that first one.
This one?
Yeah. Is that a turtle van? Okay. Yeah,
that's the NECA one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then underneath that is the Super 7 one.
Okay.
As you see, I have not opened them.
Yes, I see.
We should open it together because you're a turtles guy. That'd be cool. Turtles. You pick one and I'll pick one. We'll open it up. It'll be fun. Yeah, I would just... I've been opening like as much as I can, catching up. So
it feels good to purge like boxes. Like opened a bunch of stuff and then taking it.
I think tomorrow I'm purging like 25 boxes tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a good cleanse.
Oh, I just the room, you know, the other room that you could barely see the floor. You can see half the floor now.
You're making progress.
I'm making huge progress.
Golfers clap.
Woo. Yeah. Happy Gilmore. I did pronounce it. There you go. Muchas gracias. All right.
Don't push it.
I don't know. I watch sports, football, obviously, F1 racing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good week. I don't think I watched anything else I could think of. Netflix has been pretty quiet for me. I haven't done Netflix.
I don't even know what's on. Like, there's nothing.
Their heavy hitters are coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I think October is
when I see Borderlands is available to stream now. So,
$35 million is all they made.
How much did they spend on it?
Oh, it's gotta be $100 million, at least $100 million.
Ooh, 120.
Ouch, money.
Well, you took too many liberties, and that's what happened.
Not me, the studio.
No, the studio, yeah. Like, if you're going to take an IP that it has a cult following, but it's still a massive IP that people like it. How'd you forget UFC? Oh,
hold on. Go ahead. Okay, so they had Mexican Independence Night at UFC at the Sphere. Thanks for reminding me. I watched it. I thought it was so beautiful the way they set it up. It was just awe. Like, I was in awe. It's so beautiful. I hope they do a lot of events there because it just is breathtaking. UFC, the actual event was not bad. The last two fights were meh, but it was not bad. But the whole atmosphere, the whole presentation, one of the best. Yeah, that was really nice. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I have a sequel. This caught my eyes. Like, I'm hoping the Mezco blank converts for me. Do you not like Mezco at the moment? Like, is this one that caught your eye and this is your first Mezco, or what's the deal? Explain.
I think he's talking about
the Dick Tracy. Oh, well, Because he did the blank's the Dick Tracy one. And he said he hopes the blank converts for me. So I don't know what he means by that.
I think maybe he wishes the Whistler converts and actually gets it to him.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it converts for me because he missed out probably on the initial order.
Oh, I see. Because we're talking about the wait list. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm assuming that, yeah. It'd be
Casey Jones for me. I don't even know if I want Casey Jones still. It's just, I didn't even bother. I like the idea of having Casey, but I'm not bothered I missed him. Because really, it's just a guy in sweatpants.
Like, yeah, but I mean, that's who he is.
Yeah, that's accurate. So I can't be mad about that. But do I want to spend that much money? And then I look at him and it's just that hockey mask, dude. Okay. 2 weeks ago, I asked you a question about superhero costumes. I'm going to do it again. I'm just curious. I have two this time. So okay. On the left, we have Fantastic Four's current costume with the giant four here. The previous one, I think that was well known, was the black and blue. What do you prefer, the black and blue?
Left.
You like the left one?
It's closer to the original.
Okay, but you overall, do you prefer the blue and the dark blue, like their original look? Like, what's your favorite, would you say? Or there's the blue and the white. There's the blue and the white,
too. All-time favorite is the original.
Okay.
Yeah, the darker blue, the royal blue.
Oh, right? Terminator Zero. After. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I'll check that out.
I have not seen that, yeah. Yeah, now, the royal blue, yes.
And then Reed Richards with or without a beard?
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to say Reed Richards with the beard.
Okay. Johnny Storm has a Hulk Hogan handlebar.
No.
I don't know what he's doing. No. I don't know what he's doing. That's what he has, though. That's what he currently
Johnny has to be the baby face of the family.
Well, he doesn't look like that anymore.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's
what the heck? You don't like it.
What is Johnny from, like, down south or something now?
This is currently him here.
What in the world?
Yeah, you don't like it? No. Yeah, this is currently what he looks like.
I'm sorry. Anybody that looks like that, hey, fine. But that's just Johnny.
You want his like clean shaven look, right?
He's got to be the baby of the family.
Okay. I figured you'd say that. Now, here's the next one. It's obviously going to be temporary. This is from Rocks on Wars. It's coming out in, I think, October. This will be Iron Man's new suit. So he's downgrading. And I... here's the thing, though. Do you feel like it'll make a compelling story? Like, you know how the billionaire always loses the money. They have to downgrade. Batman's done it. Iron Man's done it once before. Do you like these stories? Or do you prefer he's Iron Man? With as much tech as possible.
And what story is? Like, did he lose his stock options? Like, what
I
happened?
I think he's spending all of his money to get, like, high-tech weapons off. I don't know what the concept is. I do know that, what's his name? Spencer Ackerman. He's writing, and he's a Pulitzer-winning writer, and he's done other stuff. So, it's not like it's a newbie who's just a crappy writer. Maybe he has some ideas cooking.
Does he write Marvel stuff or Hero?
He has in the he's written DC stuff in the past. He's written comic stuff in the past. It's just, do you like when they do this to the billionaire superheroes? Or do you think it's just like a?
I'm just wondering gimmick? I'm just wondering. On the left side, that sword is very huge.
Yeah, that's what I think that's badass.
How does he put it in the back? Does it like?
Hey, man, who knows?
Does it, like, use some technology in his shrinks?
Who knows? He's Iron Man. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering because
but
that sword looks really, you know, huge.
Probably. Because the handle here on the right, it fits into his back.
And I'm not meaning this. I'm saying it's really the sword I'm talking about.
Do you like, Batman's lost all of his money at one point? Do you think that's a refreshing take on the billionaire superheroes where they have to get back to their roots and rely on things other than their money? Or do you think that's stupid and you want to see the gadgets, especially for Iron Man?
But with Batman, he can get away with some of it because he knows ninja, he trained as a ninja.
Yeah.
Right. So he could do some of the stuff to get, you know, to still be effective in terms of fighting with, you know, bad guys. But if Iron Man loses his money, how does he continue to
See, now we have to see him engineer stuff with what he has available, yeah, which is why you got the bare bones stuff. So really, it's going to come down to pure writing. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes to Iron Man, for me, I like to see the new armors. Like when Bleeding Edge came out originally and it came out of his like skin, I was like, this is the most fantastic thing I've ever seen. Like, I like the nanotech stuff. Sorry, yeah, I said something funny. I guess we'll have to wait and see writing wise, but
it's not something that I am interested in because I do like the billionaire playboy.
You want to see what he cooks up with next, right? With
all of his money. That's what I like. That's what intrigues me about Iron Man.
Yeah.
A poor Iron Man doesn't really intrigue me, but I mean, it could if it's well written. I don't know.
You could tell that they needed to throw something in there, which is why they gave him the huge sword. It's like, okay, we're taking away his armor, but he gets a Buster sword that apparently has an arc reactor. Like, they gave us something.
This is more OP than his original armor.
they couldn't leave him bare bones, but he's more vulnerable now. Like, you see all these exposed parts. So I'm curious to see what they do.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we did see already an Iron Man without money in Iron Man 3. He went to a garage and put things together.
And did you like that or no? Did you think?
No, that was... I did not like that. No, okay. Just like, sure.
The kid ruined it.
Ivor now? Okay, girl, whatever.
That's what they want to do. They want to show you he doesn't need his
lab. Yeah, but I already saw that in Iron Man 1 in the cave. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, he's proven he can do that.
Yeah.
He built it in a cave with smart. A bunch of scraps.
I'm well aware he's smart. Thanks, Marvel.
We'll see. Darth seems to seem... Yeah, he says he doesn't mind.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
I would ask you what your favorite armor is, but he has like 400 armors, so there's no point right now. Batman makes sense. Iron Man is the suit. If it's he printed, he's going to die.
Who knows? Well, I guess you're going to be reading this comic, right?
Yeah.
What? So you let us know when you start reading it. What it is like?
Some of the stuff's weird. Like, he married Emma Frost for some reason, and then they got it annulled.
That guy cooking, baby. That's right. Yo, I don't blame you taking Cyclops' girl.
Jean was back, so it's okay.
Oh, Cyclops, you dirty dog. He's like, oh, my girl's back. All right, see you later, Frost.
Yeah.
Time to play with fire. I'm on fire today with my jokes.
Okay. No, you're pretty good. I'll give you that. I'll give you that one too. Okay, let's get into the
just
toy world.
Chill, okay?
Okay, Mr. Freeze. Just calm down, Arnold.
Chill.
Everybody chill out.
I have an Arnold joke too. I didn't do it today.
Do you want to tell it? You feel like you...
No. I've got like seven. I'm like 7 or 8 deep now on reserve.
Okay, you got to pace yourself.
I know. On the holidays, I might double it up. Oh, as a gift to all you guys.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Should we get started?
Yeah, let's get going. Let's do it.
Brick something. He comes here sometimes. A lot of other streamers have spoken to this. It is Ico stuff. Sorry, Ico stuff. Am I getting tongue tied? He's doing a new Kickstarter. And it is the Monstors. This reminded me of the Street Sharks, like the classic Street Sharks. Me personally now, it all comes down to design. I really like the art style here. Like, this is me. Even if I don't buy the figures, which I will. I'm not going to get ahead of myself here, but I'm going to purchase these. The design speaks to me the same way the Street Sharks speak to me. I don't know what it is, but... it takes me back to a child with like mutants. I like the thick, heavy like drawings that he's done. This is based out of his studio's based out of LA. He's doing a Kickstarter for this. He has some skin in the game. He's worked for Sideshow Collectibles. He's done other stuff within the comic book realm. I like the art style here, as you can see on the left. And this is an ode to the 90s Street Sharks, Creepy Crawlers, extreme dinosaurs. So not a lot of articulation, but you do get details in the sculpts. And sometimes that's what I want. I want them on my shelf. I've been thinking lately, how often do I take my figures and pose them? And I'll do it for characters like Spider-Man, Nightcrawler, but there's a lot of other ones I have, like the Hulk, where I have him in one stance and one stance only. The thing about these is you can pop the limbs on and off and swap them around, but I'm not going to do that because I like the way they look here. Like, I like this one on the left, Sting Cobra. Like, the claw, I love. I love things with claws. I love things with scorpion tails. The one on the right, Shamumu. It's a whale and a cow. Like, this is weird. It's ridiculous, and I love it. It reminds me of, like...
The lobster guy looks dope. Was it scorpion or lobster?
It's a scorpion. Oh, the one, like, yeah. Scorpion, but he has the like lobster claws, the pincers. How the hell? AI still pissed.
Don't ask. Yeah, everybody and their family's got a Kickstarter.
To be fair, though, like he's working out of his like garage, so understandably. But when McFarlane does it, and I'm not throwing shade at McFarlane.
No, dude, go ahead.
I don't want, like, whatever. It was backed immediately. So he did that. He clearly did that to break a record, and he broke the record. So, like, he's proving a point. And I'm like, you know what? You're throwing your weight around. Fair enough. You proved your point. Not throwing hate.
Quick question. Is this related to Street Sharks?
It was inspired by.
But they didn't, like, spawn out of that
thing. No.
Okay.
He did make them scale relatively the same size, but it goes back to him being a kid and watching his Saturday morning cartoons. The commercial he made kind of references those type of classic 90s stuff.
Fair enough.
So this does have a huge market because he does do toy shows. He's been on other like podcasts talking about it. You know, like, it may not be for everyone. It is for me. Like, I said it like 4 times now. But you know there's a market for it. So I do hope it gets backed. I am excited for him. I like when people are able to express their passions and art and it not being a money grab. Because, like, you know what? I'm going to do this out of my garage. Like, I want to do this. Even if it's backed by a few people, I'm happy that they get it. And I respect people who do that. I wish I could do something like that. I don't even know where to begin. So it's cool when I get to see other people pursue their passions. I'm just like, he's put a lot of effort into it. So go check them out. Go check Brick Something stream out. He has a lot of details. I don't want to take too much of everyone's time up because Hasbro PulseCon and all that. There's a lot to go through today.
That's good, yeah.
But Brick covered this extensively.
This looks beautiful. It looks crazy. It looks over the top. And if you
first thing that catches my eyes are the colors. Like, when I walk down a twile, the colors pop. And it's not like, okay, so there's a difference between toy collecting as a child and an adult. I know now what I'm looking for. Like, if it's not Marvel, if it's not DC, if it's not Mezco Mafex, I don't care. I will care. But as a kid, when I'm walking down the twile, I'm like, holy, neon green. What is it? Like, colors catch your eyes as a child.
Yeah, now I walk down, I see the yellow signs and clears. I'm like, wow, what's that?
Like, different things appease different people, and especially different demographics and ages. So
as a kid, I think everybody would have loved this.
Especially this dude. Just like,
man. He could be
a scorpion tail, a snake.
He could be a henchman.
Yeah, right? You could tell the voice he has, like, yeah. You know, like Starscream. He's like a Starscream type character. I'm also throwing this out because people keep going to eBay and Facebook Marketplace and putting these at like $200. Hasbro Pulse put these back online for $54.99. Do not throw your money at scalpers.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know how often Hasbro Pulse re-releases things, but they did it this time. So I implore people, please just double check Hasbro Pulse or other avenues before you go to Facebook Marketplace and pay 3 times as much.
I'll wait for the purple version.
Yeah. You know they're going to do that. 100%. 100%.
They're going to make that money. But this is good for the video game.
It is. I'm curious how... Actually, that's just silly. I was going to be like, how deep are they going to go into the video game line? But they're just going to do every single character slightly different colored. Because I'm like, how much detail will they change? They're not going to change anything. The Sentinels here are... the bang for your buck. Like, these are the selling point of the wave. And then the others will just be slightly different hues of the already released characters from the past. Maybe yeah. Cyclops will get a... No, what they're going to do is give you the new Vulcan body, because Cyclops is on that body now. Mm. They're going to take the other retro head and put it on that one, and then just, there, it's done, right? Like, they don't need to redo anything.
Eureka!
So, $54.99 or $300, you choose. Remember, check the stores first, please. It's getting ridiculous. You've seen me talk about it 5 times.
Both of them need your money.
What else we got here? PulseCon. We're going to burn through these because there's a lot to show.
Yeah.
So this was the... Okay. Again. You said gross, but I don't know if you're being sarcastic. So we have the animated Spider-Man and Vulture. You doing it?
Why is his shoulders cut off like that? It looks so bad. I don't like this.
I'm surprised they went backwards on the body choice. They went with the Sunfire body.
You already have a most updated Spider-Man body. Why did you just... Oh, my God.
Okay, anyone who collects Legends in the chat, which body do you prefer? So people are saying the Renew Your Vows body was too big. And then we had the already VHS Spider-Man, the cel-shaded one, right?
Well, you also had that the anniversary one, right?
Yeah.
With the articulated toes? Was that the one? Or was that the Renew Your Vows?
That's the Renew Your Vows one. But then you have the, like, the retro carded one, which is the same body,
yeah,
just with different toes.
Yeah.
All they keep taking the same bodies and arms and legs and swapping them. And then you have the other.
In my opinion, this is a step way back.
Okay. I was surprised to see how many people are saying yes to this. I'm not sure why. Superior Spider-Man just came out as well. So I'm wondering if they will ever use that body again. Because to me, that's like, if you're going to have like the not diaphragm joint, just the ab crunch, Superior Spider-Man has that physique that I like for Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't. I like the Renew Your Body Vowels one. I do like that.
A lot of people were mad because, like, for instance, Daredevil was 6'2 and Spider-Man's 5'11, but they're both on the same body. So, like, Spider-Man's too big. All right, fair enough. So they gave us the animated Spider-Man and the VHS one before, whatever. No, it was the retro carded animated one on the Amazing Fantasy body. And then that still made people mad. So they're using Sunfire body now. What did he say? Still copped, though, for the head sculpt accessory of Spider-Man mask. We haven't gotten one with Legends up until now. That is a good point. We didn't. I do like that they gave us Flash Thompson's head from that episode with the Spider Slayers, where he's like dressing up as Spider-Man as a prank, and then it targets him. Vulture, I like they gave us the old man head too. So you get best of both worlds. Do you like this suit, or do you like his skin tight?
I do like the animated look.
I like it a lot.
Question for you. Which head are you putting on?
Oh, the young head.
Okay. Because it's different, right? Because you already got the Vulture.
You already have the classic one, old man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, Pac doesn't.
Or do you just buy?
Do I just buy what?
Or just buy two?
No, get out of here. Shout out to Pac. He's been going hard at the gym lately. This isn't toy related, but mad respect to you. So keep it up, man. And then tune into his lives when he does unboxings and talks about DC
stuff. Oh, I thought he was going to tune into a live when he works out. I was like, what? Oh, all right, what else?
I like this figure.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how much I like the animated Vulture until just looking at it now.
It's perfect.
20 years later. this will get you $49.99. I think people are saying they're shipping already, so they are physically in hand at Hasbro. So if you order, you will get it soon.
Yeah, I'm kind of gonna wait.
You're gonna wait?
I'm ordering one Marvel Legends per week. That's what I'm
okay. Doing. Pacing yourself.
Yeah,
pacing. I respect that.
I don't want a barrage of boxes at one place at one time. So I ordered the Dr. Doom Kang with the chair. That is already shipped. That should be here in a couple of days. And then when it arrives, then I'll order this. If it's not available, it's not available. So what? I'm not dying to get these two figures.
They end up showing up at GameStop anyway sometimes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's why I'm willing to wait. Shows up at GameStop. Cool. All right.
We have the Beyonder. So this is your John Travolta you were talking about earlier. Do you think he looks ridiculous or do you like it? I can't tell.
Is it not him?
It is. I can't unsee it now.
Woo!
So you seem to like it.
Oh, sorry.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's John Travolta right there. I just need to get him a suit. The top part.
Donnie Osmond.
Donnie Osmond. Yeah, I mean, I have zero interest in this guy. Are you going to get him?
I don't care about the Beyonder, like, at all.
Yeah, I'm not going to get this guy.
I just do not like him.
If he's on sale and clearance or something, then I'll pick him up. But I'm not paying full price for him.
Because, like, when I get to characters like him, like, how do you lose? Like, you lost because of your ego. I just, at the end of the day, he.
No.
Secret Wars was very popular. I'm not.
Oh, huge. Massive.
Like, the character was a necessary evil, and he's not even really, like, a bad guy. It's just, he looks like Saturday Night Fever. Like you just, like, I don't know. I just don't care about him. I do like the accessory, like the world here. A
bowl of chili? What is that? Tim Horton's bowl of chili.
That is a pretty sweet accessory though. And then they all come with the like shields, like the retro figures from the 80s.
I can't wait for this.
I'm thinking, I can't tell. She's shorter than She-Hulk. I think she might be the size of Power Princess.
Okay.
Maybe. Because she was bigger than the
stronger. When are they re-releasing her again?
Who knows?
That's going to, like, a lot of people still couldn't get that figure.
No. Like, they missed out on her.
I wish I ordered two of those. I didn't
know. Yeah, right. She's beautiful. We get the freaking two packs just peg warming, and then her. You never see her on the shelves, like, at all. I didn't see her on the shelf. I only got her because I pre-ordered her.
Me too, yeah.
Meanwhile, Hyperion and Swizzer or whatever Speed Demon is, like, those other guys, they're just there all the time. Are you getting this one, Titania?
Oh, 100% getting this one, yeah.
I do not need another.
I don't need one either. I don't care about the smirk face. It's cool. As cool as it is.
Yeah.
I'm not paying a Wolverine figure price just to get a smirky face.
I like the Astonishing one that just came out. That's the default one. You have a lot of Wolverines. Wolverines. You're good.
Yeah.
None of these female reveals have no. Yeah, they don't. They need to have that Warbird, Black Widow, and Phoenix, like ab crunch at least.
They're not making another one, so I might as well get this one.
Yeah. I do like the claws. I like the nubs on his knuckles. Like, in between. I like those.
I was going to mention with, what's her name? Titania?
Yeah.
The spikes. Robo was saying that it could be one of the what's the Cyclops's daughter?
Oh, Rachel Gray.
Yeah.
The hounds, in Age of Apocalypse, they used her to hunt other mutants.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe actually. Yeah. But if she is bigger, then it would be hard to reuse those pieces.
Maybe just use the arms, right? They would just use the arms.
Who knows? We'll see.
But that kind of does kind of give you hope that it will be made
one
of these days. Because this is what? All new arms and, well, not all new. They just put spikes on there, but
at that point it's a new mold. Like, that's considered a new mold.
Yeah, it's different, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's cool that we get her Wolverine. I don't need another one.
This is a dad bod Wolverine. Dad bod right
there. It's just the lighting and the angle.
I know. It's like a dad bod
Pride of the X-Men one where he's
in my beer, Bob.
Pass on this. It's just another Iron Man, but they gave him his hand blaster, like the classic.
Well, you don't like this one?
No, I don't need it. He's been released so many times in so many different shades of yellow. So many. Man.
I have like six right here in front of me.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, pass on it. Okay.
Captain America.
I
do not like his face sculpts.
I forfeited my Mayfix. Captain America.
What do you mean you forfeited it?
I did not buy it, so AmiAmi canceled my order.
Oh, like you had to pay the deposit or whatever?
No, no. They asked me, like, hey, you want to pay it in full and have it shipped? And I said no.
Oh, okay. Were you not into it, or what's the deal?
I don't need another Captain America. I'm very happy. I told you, there's a new me. There's a new me here, a conscious.
Yeah.
A wise man decision-making Alvin now.
That's a good enough reason for me. I was just curious if you just didn't like what they were produced, like what you saw.
What I saw was not enough for me to go, you know what? I'll shell $100.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I really want this Captain America. It was like, eh. In the past, I'd be like, okay, sure, I'll add it to my collection. And then I'm like, why am I adding it to my collection now? Like, why?
Yeah, you have to. If you have to stop and think about it, you don't really want it.
Yeah, if it doesn't wow me and get me excited, then why am I paying that much money to buy this figure?
Yeah.
Just for the sake of saying, oh, I have a Mafex Captain America? No, no thanks. So, yeah, I passed on. But this one here, I mean, do I want this? Why? I already have one.
And, like, the broken shield is cool and all, but the last one also didn't give you it. It gave you a shield with bullet holes in it, basically, because of the accessory plagues.
And I know I'm going to lose those two pieces on the...
yeah, we're supposed to do with those.
Where is it going to go? It's going to be on the floor somewhere and get sucked up by my vacuum. That's what's going to happen. So, yeah, it's a pass for me. I don't know about you. You going to get this?
No, I don't need it. I like the... I have the... anniversary one.
Yeah, it's good enough, right?
Yeah. Bullet holes aside.
There you go. Bullet holes aside.
Ah, Pac got his Odin. How is that Odin, Pac? Did you pre-order that Odin, the comic one?
Yeah. I could have got it early, but I didn't want to pay shipping.
Yeah.
I have a GameStop, so.
Spider-Man. I do don't like the
head sculpt. I'm trying to sell my other one.
No, you get... So... Here's the thing. Different body. It's on the Amazing Fantasy body, so it's going to be shorter and puffier. Like, he's not as ripped as the other one.
Dad bod?
No, he's still pretty beefy. He's still muscly.
About to be a dad bod.
He's about to be a dad. Okay. I like this head sculpt a lot. Like,
I know. That's why I'm trying to offload my other ones. I'm that guy now.
Yeah.
Do I hear 60? Do I hear 60?
I do like it.
Yeah,
I like it a lot. This pose
here. I like it a lot.
And they did the white on the hands. In modern times, it's a square. In the comic, it was a triangle, so they were accurate with that.
Did I tell you I used to annoy my wife with this pose?
I think we all did.
First married, like when Spider-Man movies were coming out, I kept it. She's like, "What are you doing? You're so..."
Oh, crazy. Yeah, especially when the movies came out.
Oh. I'm like, Andrew Garfield.
No, with Toby, man. With Toby's.
Did I? I wasn't married that time, I think.
First date pose.
Yeah, see you later.
Hey, Jay, check this out. That could have... your history could have just diverged at that point. I am buying this, and I'll probably just swap the head around with the other one. I'm creating my perfect symbiote Spider-Man. How many of these did you pre-order? Just one?
None.
Oh, no, really? You're going to wait and see if the store gets it?
I'm gonna pre-order tomorrow at the store.
Okay.
If they say no, then
I'll... It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be.
I'll either find another store or I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't panic with the Scarlet Spider.
Superior?
Superior, and I got it, so.
Yeah. At a certain point, like, I'm at the point where, like, if I miss it, I miss it. Like, I'll be like, no, and then...
Yeah. You know, I'm just getting to the point where it's like, if I want it, I'm sure I'll go on the computer or my phone and get it, or I'll wait and I'll end up finding it somewhere, because it's just so much of these are getting pumped out. I'll figure it out.
Or, you know, when you panic buy and you forget you bought it from somewhere else.
He got it from CMD. I can't deal with CMD shipping prices. It's too expensive.
Are they Canadian?
Yeah, they're Canadian. But they ship in, they have a warehouse in New York as well.
Oh, God. Okay. So that's what the shipping is.
Yeah. I just can't. I can't do the shipping. I'll wait. And usually when CMD gets it, usually a week or two, other places already get it as well. Right.
Okay.
So I know if you just wait a week, I'm sure GameStop will have it.
No hate on the store. I never ordered from.
No, there. No, I don't hate the store. Yeah. I just can't deal. I can't deal with the shipping though for me.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. I used to shop in the 90s with CMD. Oh, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
they're one of the OGs online.
If anyone needs a Scarlet Spider, they have one. I see people hunting for Scarlet Spider still.
I'll sell you mine.
I personally do not need one, but if you need one, Elvin has it.
No.
So there you go.
I'm putting together something cool.
Yeah.
For our anniversary. So.
Oh, okay.
Not ours, but, well, ours, but you know what I mean.
You and your wife? It's just a diorama.
No!
No. So I pre-ordered him and Titania.
That looks cool.
I like this pose. You know his back foot. What about his back foot isn't doing?
Extra head sculpt.
Oh, it's just a frowny face. Squinty eye.
You like the head sculpt?
I like it.
Yeah, look. He looks like he's going to rob somebody.
I think that might be... I can't tell. Is that the Assassin Spider-Man head? Spider. Gosh. Okay, bring this up. I might be wrong.
He's a chonky figure. He's probably better than any McFarlane figure you've got.
Oh, don't start. Is it this head? Can you tell?
No, I don't think so. Well,
no, it's different. No, it's different. It's different. Yeah. It curves up at the ends. Okay, yeah. Nice. Nice. They made a new head sculpt.
Yeah, see? Told you.
I like this one more, I think.
Obviously.
Some people hate the big eyes. I think it was, no.
That's Toddy's creation.
I think Jefferson likes smaller eyes on Spidey. And then here's a group shot of your boys.
That's a good group shot. I'm only getting one of them, though.
Yeah, right? We have the others in some form.
I already can do this with what I have.
Yeah. Okay. And then you're going to have to take the lead for... Oh, there's one more. Fan vote. Age of Apocalypse. This is an alternate version. It is Kurt Darkholm. So we get this one here. It seems to be the same body. Clearly, just a repaint because it even has the line where in the neck area, the chest area. But it is nice. I like Nightcrawler figures.
Yeah, it's a different look. I'll get it. I like.
Are you?
I like him.
I like him, but I don't like him enough to get the same character again. I don't know. Like, I have two. I have the original. And then have the 97 Nightcrawler. But it is a sweet repaint. And he is pinless, I believe, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we got a tease. It seems to be a flat face. That's probably the Chameleon. Like, there's no other character that would have done this. It was the Chameleon when he's posing as J. Jonah Jameson. So anyone who missed out on the Chameleon, like, Chameleon 10 a while ago, too. Like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Like the comic one?
I can't wait, though. It'll be nice.
What's he woeing about?
Come a chameleon.
Which one's the woe?
What?
Okay, Tim Allen.
he's talking about me telling that probably better than any McFarlane figure.
Oh, he's catching up.
Fan vote winner. Let's do it.
All right. The Joe Stuff Cigars.
Yo, Joe Xander. He is currently low stock, I believe, on Hasbro.
Did you? Okay. First question. Did you buy all of these?
None of them.
Oh, wow. Because I remember at one point, you were all in for Joe's.
I'm in. But they're everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
They're everywhere. And I'll get it. Like I said, I'm going to go to GameStop tomorrow and probably pre-order about 10 figures.
Yeah.
And if these guys are on there, because they're sold out on the line, GameStop, I couldn't pre-order from there. So I'll go to the store. If it's there, great. If
so not, were you, was it, you said none simply because you couldn't get him? Is that?
No. None because I'm not trying to order a whole bunch every week. I'm trying to pace myself here. I don't want to pre-order a whole bunch right away. I'll take my time, figure out what I really want. Because you get all excited and you just start pre-ordering everything. You know, and then you're like, why did I do that? Like
that was my problem. That's why I am like, I was just like, no, I can't.
And I'm starting to get, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm starting to get G.I. Joe fatigue.
That might be a good thing.
There's just way, like, I love G.I. Joe and I love the wacky, crazy characters here. I'm not saying that I'm not going to get some of these guys, but I got to stop with the infantry troops. I got to stop with everything that looks the same almost. Like, I got to pick and choose here. Xandar, I'm going to get him because he's crazy good. Look at this guy. I mean, he's going to be cool. Camouflaged with a pink scarf.
I want him, and I don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah. So he gets my pre-order tomorrow if he's available on GameStop. What else does we have here?
I like his name. His name alone.
Alton, yeah.
Do I want this?
This is OG. This is OG. He looks like one of my uncles. With that stash. 70s uncle. A little dustbuster right above
his head. Yeah. Right? So it's the smallest possible mustache they can get away with without looking like, what's his face? You know.
Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is cool. Yeah, the Alton I'll be getting, yes.
Heavy duty.
That's what I say every morning in the bathroom. Leatherneck. This might be the casualty. This might be a pass for me.
Is there a reason why?
It just, again, looks like one of my uncles. But
okay. I've seen a trend here.
My uncles are the 80s type of uncles. Yeah. 70s and 80s uncles. That's what my uncles are. No. I mean, if I have to, I'm going to narrow it down. I'm not going to pick everybody, but he's on my maybe pile.
Okay.
Maybe list.
Yeah. If you had to choose, he wouldn't be your favorite.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be your first choice.
Yeah. So he's a maybe. I might remove something else to bring him into the fold, but if I don't, then he's going to be kind of, hey, if it's at the store and I walk by it, it's there, then I'll get it. Otherwise, no thanks.
Okay. Yeah,
he's not a pre-order for me. What else you got? Ooh, a lot of people are not happy with this.
Why? He was sold out, though. So, like, what made them mad about it?
The semi-automatic abbreviation is incorrect. It's supposed to be squad automatic something, a weapon, I think, or something else. Not supposed to be semi. I can't remember.
Oh, so it's just wrong?
And people are getting upset. I don't personally care. Whatever, yeah. Right? But I was like, listen to the chat and people just losing their minds in like random
places. Oh, the chat's brutal. I don't watch it in real time.
How dare they do that and make that error? I'm like, you're getting a figure. Just shut up. Who cares?
Not anymore. They spelled it wrong.
Yeah. I'm not getting any more. No, I want a discount. So, yeah. He looks crazy. Looks crazy good. He sold out. So,
yeah. So clearly people wanted him.
Yeah.
Anyone who wanted him but were mad don't have to get it anymore. So problem solved.
These are not exclusives, I think. That's the thing. They're available at all stores. Yeah, they're not exclusives. The only exclusive, I think, was something that's coming up. Yeah, there was only one exclusive they had, which I got. I copped that. We'll see that in a second. I think you have it. But this is available at every store, I believe. So
if I don't have it, I have the site up too because it was just easier. Yeah, these two renders.
Law and Order, baby. Law and Order.
Yeah, you seem hyped about
that's,
this one.
Law and Order is, I love dogs, right? So I had a friend of mine who had a German Shepherd. I love German Shepherds. I had an Arctic Timberwolf that looked like that, but all black with yellow eyes. I love dogs and I love these dogs right here. These are my dogs right here, baby. These are my dogs right here. Law and Order. I have to get it. And then 100%. Heavy Duty.
Who wanted that one? Oh, Cowabunga Dude.
Cowabunga Dude. That's my dog right there, too. Let's go. Let's do this. Yeah, I can't wait. These are 100% pre-ordered. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you see this stuff,
yeah,
and then you see the rest of the Joes, you gotta go with these guys right here. That's you here. On the left, right there.
I know. It's like I want
that's him. You on the left, right there. Just go get it. Who are we kidding you? Just go get it.
I was like, that guy looks bad. They both look bad.
Put it in front of Jess and go. That's right.
And then any figure that comes with a dog, I also want. So just like,
It's a German Shepherd or a Belgian Shepherd. depending on, I can't tell with the vest if he's got a tan on the back. I can't remember. But it could be a Belgian Shepherd or German.
It looks cool, though. That's for sure.
But I can't wait. Woohoo! Give me both. Let's go. This is why I love G.I. Joe, is the stuff they do. Like, when they do things like this, like, it's crazy.
There's bringing so many back options.
So many cool characters they have. Yeah, these are 100% buy for me.
Okay, what else is here?
They're available everywhere. At GameStop, obviously, Hasbro Pulse. But I don't think these are up yet. These are like digital renders right now.
Yeah,
but those the other ones, other ones are already up, the ones you just showed before. But these are digital renders. They're going to go up. I think they're going to go up, I want to say, New York Comic Con.
Are you getting any of the... I'll just show up quickly. Are you getting any of the Transformers? I'll just speed through these ones.
No.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of the legacy stuff right now.
Okay, so we have...
I will get Autobot Cosmos, though. It's sold out, so I don't think I'll be getting Autobot Cosmos.
All right, that answered that question.
He's the only one I'd be interested in.
You don't even get him, so...
No, I don't even get him, so whatever. I'll find him somewhere. Ages 3 and up, or somebody will
have him. I did see the MDLXs I wanted, like Alita 1. The more I looked at her,
I knew it.
And the more I was just
I knew you were gonna
this get one it. Here. This one here.
You darted dog. You sell me out.
I don't know. She looks cool to me. It was this picture where I'm like, oh damn it. I don't know if I was just like, man, she looks so badass
here. Gears returning in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, like the looked, others I can do great. Without.
Like, I was very tempted with Optimus.
He is a nice, simplistic Optimus. Like, he looks good. Not the Optimus, because we already have the MDLXs, so I can get away with that Optimus, that Megatron, that Bumblebee. Although,
I will be here in a second. Talk about Bumblebee here.
This Bumblebee looks pretty good as well. I like the look of this one. It's a different take on him. He reminds me of the War for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron versions. But I don't know. Something about that Alita. Just seeing her. It was this exact picture that I knew that I wanted to buy this one. I know Yolo Park did one. Jeff was talking about it. As you can see, he was already looking at the website. So we do get these model kits here. Nice stuff together. It's just the metallic pink. I need the metallics. But you do get a decent model kit here. They're already pre-colored, so there's no painting necessary. When there is silver parts, they are silver. I think I would prefer just, like, instead of white, I think that is metallic or silver. So stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff I prefer overall. And then, you know, when the light hits, it's just the chef's kiss. Especially like here, it's all like decked out and shiny. Different gun metals. The bolts are different colors. I wonder if they put that much detail in this. Yolo Park is very good at that stuff. Is there a picture where you can see her bolts? Well, it's a screw. That's actually pretty cool. That's actually pretty sweet that they did that. While they didn't paint them, they are screws instead of just like this is the Yolo Park model kits. Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you something about Yolo?
Yeah.
I put it in the cart and then I took it back.
for which one?
The
Optimus?
No, not for the Transformers one, but for the regular line.
Yeah. They are very good. Is there a reason you took it out, or is it just one of the things we were just discussing, how you had to, like, just decide? Yeah, it looks so good. That's nice. That's a nice metallic.
Shut it. That's a nice. Dude, I know what you're doing. Nice try.
No, because, okay, this I'm also going to say, though, you do have optimism, so I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm just saying I understand why you'd want this, but you do have this in some form already, so.
Oh, my God.
It was this one you were going to get?
This one you're going to get?
You're going to get the one. You have the animated one, though, from MDLX, huh?
Yeah, that's so. Thank you. Okay, yeah, no. I don't need this. Woo!
Yeah, you don't need it. You have the there you go. So you're good. Yeah. See what I did there for you?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But then they have the Nemesis one.
You have an MDLX Nemesis.
I know.
So you're good.
I'm good.
You're just good in general.
Yes, I'm good. So this is the exclusive.
To Skylar?
Skylar?
Skylar, that's his real name.
Nobody says Skylar.
That's his real name.
No, I don't care.
Edward Skylar.
Starduster. Skylar. Skylar, please come down.
I like how he's behind a green screen here. Or behind a green screen. $34.99. That's pretty good. So you pre-ordered him?
Yeah, because he's the exclusive. You can only get it from here.
Yeah. He is pretty sweet. I like this.
Cereal.
Sweet accessories. Jetpack, rifles, machine guns. So you have options for Joe's, despite you not getting that many at the moment. At least you have options.
Yeah.
What else did I load here? Oh, you already have an elf, I think.
Yeah, I'm good with one elf. Kudos for them to keep pumping out more.
It's at this point, it's all about the accessories, and I'm wondering if they should have just stuck to an accessory pack. Because they're just releasing the same figure over and over. So why not just do what they do with the Turtles and give us like the game console? I think that's an Atari, the Rubik's Cube, because this is an 80s. This is the Fall Geek Out event at Target. You have pizza, soda, skateboard, cell phone, retro TV. I don't know which version of Atari that is. I apologize.
I think it's the second version.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think.
But I do like these accessories, and I always like NECA's accessories. I don't think I've ever complained about them. The only thing I complain about are the prices. Mm-hmm. But they are good in a lot of details. You got the first release of Elf. Which one did you get? Or the Comic-Con one?
The San Diego Comic-Con one. I don't need any more. I'm good.
I don't have any yet, so I need to decide. But I'll get one eventually.
Are you going to get one?
Sooner or later. I just need to like decide which version I want. Maybe the 80s one.
Okay.
And then this one's for me, MDLX, woo! Mega Man X. I pre-ordered the classic Mega Man. This is the reason I'm not doing the Jada lines for Mega Man. For the villains, I will stick with Jada because those do look nice. I don't remember. You didn't opt in for any Mega Man for Jada because you just...
No, I got a pre-order all
okay, of them. Okay, that's my bad.
Just Jada, though. I'm not going to do MDLX for anybody. Not to say that they're not good.
Just, so why do you need seven of the same figure, right?
Why do you need seven?
Don't judge me. So we have X here and the normal one. I'm excited. I hope they go deep with this line. And then based on the teaser we get after, Zero is coming out in the future. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
So 2026.
2027, maybe. I don't know. I feel like Mega Man should have come out by now if they're already showing off X. But it is what it is.
X, the longer, give it to you.
The longer they take, the longer my wallet remains intact. So just an IOU of Mega Man will be perfectly fine with me. I have it in spirit. I have seven others, right? Like you just said. Street Fighter, we have Juri Han from Street Fighter 6.
She's contorting here. Jeez.
Yeah, that's her thing. Look at her foot here.
What in the world?
She's like the female Dalsim, except she doesn't elongate her limbs. She just contorts.
Wow. Okay.
Pass for me. I didn't play Street Fighter 6.
I don't understand the decisions Capcom and when they go about making these. Like,
Like the figures?
Of all the characters they could make, they did like, this is the one that's gonna sell, guys.
They teased a bunch of others, but they're releasing her first. We also get Bearded Ryu, Chun-Li. I don't know when that's gonna see the light of day, but this seems to be their go-to figure, so
it's all because they saw Jada.
Dynamic, yeah, they're like, we can't re-release the same figures they did, so we have to go with these ones.
You can do one too, guys.
She's cool, though. She gets to show off, like, the articulation.
The effects look cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my look on the right there when I saw the figure.
And then another One Piece. Are you going to... How?
I'm in.
Okay, well, I feel like I was going to tell you that this is Luffy's brother, yeah, again.
Yeah, so I know. You ruined it for me, but...
You need to get it. There's no... Yeah, sorry, I spoiled that 30-year-old shit.
I was going to get to it, D, one of these.
But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. I hope it's in season 2.
I have no idea how the live action is going to keep going. Like, are they going to do it the exact same? Like, how far are they going to go? I don't know, man. I'm curious to see how they handle the live action.
They'll probably do 5 seasons and call it a night.
You got to give your gear 5.
That's why I said 5 seasons. Duh.
You think that's going to be 5 seasons? 36 seasons.
Well, if they don't, Luffy's going to look like a middle-aged man.
Yeah, he's going to be 62 by the time they get to
it. He's going to have stretchy limbs anyway.
And then, of course, we get an alternate Luffy face here in case you need one, his sad face.
Does every figure come with an alternate Luffy part?
Yeah, it seems like it. You could build your own Luffy. Luffy's a build-a-figure person.
Yeah, build your own Luffy.
And this will go... for 7,000 yen. Pre-order is already open. This comes out in 2025.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my
God. The third-party stuff. Third-party stuff. Boy. We get long-haired Trunks. They're slowly releasing bits and pieces.
I have a buddy of mine. The Trunks
I want, yeah.
He models himself after this look.
After this version?
Yeah. This was like 15 years ago. He was harsh into bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And this is his go-to look.
I respect that. There's no
other hair. He still has that hair.
I would too if I could pull that off. Good for you, man. Whoever you are, keep it up.
His name is Romy. Shout out to Romy. He watches us. So
keep it up.
Yeah, the dude. He's a really nice. He's the one that got me to Dragon Ball.
Oh yeah. So you must have known him way back.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Yeah. So and nice. It's awesome. He's an awesome dude. So.
I don't even have that because it's Toast and Art's trunk. Like, this is the third party body, and then it's a separate release of this face. Like, this figure doesn't come with this stuff.
I'm waiting until
they just do a kit of everything, and then I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't even come with the jacket. I wish I had hair. It all went under your chin, man. That's where all your hair went. You just grew it in the wrong direction. Same as me. That's why you think I wear a hat all the time.
Go to Turkey. Turkey, yeah. You can swap it.
This is what I have under this hat. So no judgment, Darth.
My hair grows like crazy.
Your hair grows. You shave it 1 week and I see you on camera the next Monday and it's already grown out again.
I know. It's annoying. I actually don't like hair.
No, you don't?
No, it just drives me nuts. I'd rather just be clean shaven. Holy Batman.
Toys. Yeah. If I did Hot Toys, this would be sweet. They did a black and gold version before. This is the purple and gold version.
I like this one better.
Yeah. I like when she's purple. Like a gradient. Not like the like bright purple, but this is a nice look. This is a nice one, yeah. Sideshow, we got that. This next one. You have to just be rich to bother with this, but it's the gold.
Holy Batman. Smokes.
Like I feel like this defeats the purpose of Batman.
They could see him a mile away.
So it's the Arkham verse Batman Beyond, but instead of the black and red, they made him gold and black. This is neat. He looks I can't even call this a center, like a centerpiece, because I would never put this as the centerpiece of my Batman display.
I'm afraid someone's gonna break it and take it.
I don't know. Like, I don't really dig the gold stuff. Like when they do a figure again, but in gold. Maybe it has to be like a statue, like the Superman, where it's all gold. This
is a rich person's flex. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, hey, I don't collect, but I just wanted to get this anyways.
Because for like the Superman you got, that makes sense because it looks like a gold statue. This looks like a guy in a suit, but instead of keeping the armored portions black, he just spray painted it gold. So I don't see the purpose of it. I don't hate it, but I don't like it either. It's just something, a flex, like you said.
Yeah.
It's insane. And then Mondo's next reveal was Real Monsters.
What the hell is this thing?
This is like Rugrats era from like the 90s. Yeah, this was a Nickelodeon show.
I never liked this type of design.
I think it's called Squiggle Vision. I think that's the, like, where it's just squiggly lines.
Is it bad to say that I didn't like
Rugrats? No, if you didn't like it, you didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like Rugrats. I just thought they were just like really annoying kids.
Okay.
Like, where are your parents at?
If the older you are, you look at you like, man, these parents are horrific. These parents are awful.
They just always left alone. There's no love, nothing. They're always doing their own thing. Parents are never taking them anywhere. And these are the after effects of what happened.
I do like that they are catering to people who liked these type of shows. I looked at them like this. It gave me a feeling of nostalgia, but not enough. Like, I don't want this, but I'm like, oh, cool. This is something I remember. I don't think I want to pay $150 to remember them, but I think they're cool. I just don't want them. So it's another thing where if these were smaller, like just like, because you can't really even move these. All their limbs are like.
I'm a little concerned with Mondo.
In what way?
They're stretching themselves out too thin.
Like
they're just going into so many IPs now.
Okay. That might be a good thing because you hit so many demographics. All they have to do is stay on a consistent timeline. But I don't know how well their timelines are.
That's also how a company goes bankrupt.
Yeah.
Look at Funko, right? They have to burn like 3 million Funkos at a landfill. So, and these guys are owned by Funko. Their sister company, Mondo. So, unless I'm totally wrong, which I think it might. Yeah, Mondo is a sister company of Funko. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, how many people really are clamoring for this? Are you going to get this?
No, I think people will buy this. I think a lot of people will. It's just not something I grew out of it. Like, I don't need this. It makes me happy to see, like, hey, something from the 90s. But
shit, I thought his balls were in his mouth.
They very well could be.
I was like, what? But yeah, sure. I mean, that's a hefty price tag, too. Or not so popular.
That's the thing. I'm like, are they? I think they are popular. I just don't know.
Are they? I never heard anybody say, I want real monsters.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out.
In the entire of the community of me talking to people, I've never once anybody heard anybody.
It's something you don't know what. It's something you don't know you wanted until they tell you. It's one of those things. Maybe.
I guess. Okay.
That's not me saying that. I'm saying maybe that will be the case. So we'll see. When do these go on sale? These are shipping in January. It says stay
Zealand,
tuned for
New Zealand and Australia get shafted.
Oh, yeah. That's always a kick.
Sorry, mates, down under. You're getting shafted. Better talk to old Peter over there.
I do hope people... I hope these... whatever. Anyone who wants these gets these. So that's always nice. I just hope they don't bankrupt themselves. And they won't. It's mine.
I think whoever's going to get the exclusive version. It's only $25 more. Yeah. And look at all the stuff you get with it.
Yeah.
Don't get the regular version. I mean, they're not going to make more of these probably, so just get the top end one.
Yeah. Because the regular version is just a statue, basically.
Yeah.
Because with all those extra, like, you can't really move their limbs.
No.
So all the extra limbs you have to plug in.
And who doesn't want balls in their mouth?
That's where ending the show on that note. That was the final
eyeballs. Okay,
that was the final phrase. That's the
catchphrase. That bombshell. All right. Well, is that it for everything?
That's it. I had to cut it short because of HasLab.
HasLab.
Okay. So they're not HasLab. I'm sorry. PulseCon. I'm getting all backwards.
I was disappointed with PulseCon.
Really?
The lack of.
Okay.
I expected to see more.
Yeah.
But I heard that the reason why they held back is because of New York Comic Con.
Okay, that's fair.
To which I say, then why even have PulseCon?
And then Transformers doesn't really excite you anymore, it seems. Unless it's MDLX.
Or Studio Series.
Yeah. And barely Studio Series for you.
Yeah.
It has to be a very specific character.
Yeah. Optimus Prime is there for me. It's Optimus Prime. Oh man, we should have played that.
I didn't think of it until now.
Damn it. Next week, play it next week because I'll have an Optimus Prime. I'll have mine. So put it up in our catalog there.
And you're not doing the shattered glass stuff.
No, I don't need to. I've done a few of them. I'm good. Yeah, don't need to.
So I think that's like they're re-releasing stuff like that, like shattered glass characters.
It's cool. I mean, a lot of people like it, right?
So yeah.
But you kind of get to the point where you've got your heavy hitters, right?
Yeah. Like, how many times you need the same? Before I even finish that, I'm like, I know people who keep buying the same G1 Optimus over and over and over. So
if it's better than just the Optimus is a lot better than some of the other ones. But yeah, can't wait to get that. It's available.
I mean, I'm not throwing hate because I got like 37 Spider-Man up there. So like, if you like Optimus, you like Optimus.
We love everybody here that comes and hangs out with us, whether you're watching us live or on the replay. Make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button because it makes a big difference for us. One little click. So I appreciate everybody who does do that. So thank you so much for hitting the like button. It helps us reach out to more people. And we thank all of you guys. We're at episode 179. We're getting close to our 200th episode. And we got some cool stuff in the works. I'll be discussing with D how to go about it. But keep an eye out sooner than later about some cool stuff that we're going to be, some giveaways we're going to be doing. So it's appreciation from us to you guys for coming in and hanging out with us and watching us. And let your family, friends know. Your uncle with the mustache, like my uncle, let him know that there's a figure there. There's a figure there that looks like them. So it'd be nice to kind of spread the word out, have more people come join us, hang out with us. The community has so many great collectors. Also, let us know if you got a dad joke. That'd be great. We will submit that so then I can take a day off, and D would love that. Mm-hmm. So wherever you're on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. Monday Night Fever.